Blog Talk Radio.
Check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Mic check 1212. Good evening, good evening. Happy fabulous Fridays on this April 15th. Good Friday, good Friday. It's your cousin Marcy here with Queen Jean. Where you at, Queen?
What's happening, Cousin Marcy? Yes, happy Good Friday to everyone. And thank you for joining us, supporting the show. What's going on?
That's right, that's right. Thank you all for supporting this show, produced by Mr. G. Lou. Thank you so much to all who have their hands involved in this. Oh, you know what's going on. We about to get fabulous up in here. About to get real fabulous. I'm excited. I'm excited. So, you know, we just hope the listeners are going to enjoy as much as we are. Don't forget that call-in number is 914-803-4001. And Queen, how's your day going?
My day is going great. I had a wonderful day. We're going to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yes, yes.
ATP Media, DD Harrison 100, or DD Harrison, the 100 is her YouTube page, Tweed Cadillac, One World Magazine, and also Snow Brown, and the After Hours G. Lou Show. And we have a caller already. Let's take our caller.
Oh, caller, let's go.
Hey, what's
happy
happening, y'all?
Happy
Fabulous
Friday.
Happy Fabulous Friday. Queen
DJ
Jean,
Maniac.
Cousin Marcy.
All right, DJ Maniac, thought that was you. How you doing on this fabulous Good Friday?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm not going to complain. It's good. Thank you so much for hitting us up. We really appreciate you.
Anytime.
Yes, DJ Maniac be coming with those dope beats. And for those of you who don't know, DJ Maniac produced Soul of the Streets, which is G. Lou's latest project. And that is a dope. So check that out as well. DJ
yes,
Maniac, we appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you so much.
Stay on the line. And
how was your vacation?
Oh, excellent. It was excellent. I wish I did another one already.
Oh, goodness. That's right. Well, again, it's so good to hear from you.
Yeah, so just stay on the line and vibe with us. We got another caller coming in, so make sure you stay with us, DJ Maniac.
No problem.
And if there's a song you want to hear, let us know, and we'll go ahead and play that for you. Do you have a request?
I do. I would love to hear Ozzy Brothers, Footsteps in the Dark.
No, we're talking about Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm stuck on all of them.
I just busted that, right? No, we just doing Kendrick Lamar tonight. We ain't doing no Footsteps in the Dark.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Kendrick Lamar, ADHD.
ADHD, we got you.
Okay, we got that. Thanks, thanks so much. Much love and respect.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right,
much
thank
love
you.
And respect.
Peace.
Caller, you're on the air.
Happy Fabulous Friday. Hi, caller.
Hello,
hey, how are
caller,
you?
Caller, who do we have?
Is this my sister, my cousin?
Is this my baby sister and my baby sister?
What's up?
And
hey,
is this
man,
my cousin? And my cousin?
Yes. It's a beautiful Sophia.
Thank you. Sophia. What's happening, Sophia? Happy Good Friday to you. What's going on? How was your day?
Yes. Blessed be to the little omnipotent baby Jesus for blessing us with another day to be up. Above ground.
Show you right.
Yes,
that's a blessing.
Yes.
Let me call and support my people today.
Thank you. We appreciate
you,
that.
Yes. I love y'all. Look at y'all sounding all extra sexy and fine.
Oh, Lord. That's that DNA, that Berkeley DNA. You know
right.
how that
goes. That's that Berkeley DNA. And for my request for that Berkeley DNA is we going to be all right.
Oh, we going to be all right. Okay, so we got two requests. You got them, Cousin Marcy? I'm writing them down. We going to be all right.
We two heads better than one.
Be all right.
And you know what our DNA, we got to have two heads at one time. So, anyway, thank you for calling in and supporting us. Stay on the line and listen to the show so you can let us know what you think about it. Tell the nephew
I will.
Hello.
The nephew's ain't here. I'm chilling and drinking.
Tell your people.
Yes, stay with
us. Tell my people.
Do that for me.
I'm going to tell my people. Tell my little, some of little chocolate baby cousins I love them.
I will. Thank you,
all
cousin.
Right.
We love you.
Love you, baby.
All right. I love y'all. Blessings upon blessings.
Thank you.
Peace.
Peace,
queen.
Peace.
Ooh, cousin Jean. Queen Jean. I'm cousin
what
Mercy.
Do?
What it do? Okay. Let's go.
Let's get our show on the road. We got two requests to come with our list, and we thank you, Sophia and DJ Maniac, for checking in with us the early part of the show. That just gave us some more energy. So let's get it going.
Good energy. So we're what is the topic going to be on today, cousin? And I will go ahead and just go ahead and give a few facts and pointers before we get started. But who are we featuring tonight? Who's our featured artist?
We're featuring Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. K-Dot, straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton, yes, one of your favorites. My hometown. Yes.
Our hometown.
That's right.
Our story begins.
That's right.
Yes. So, yes.
Gotta
yes.
remind myself sometimes. Yeah, you were born in Compton, but yes.
Exactly.
I know that is like one of your absolute favorites. Kendrick Lamar Duckworth was born on June 17th, 1987, like you said, in Compton, California. The album that we're specifically going to, me and Queen, we're going to feature tonight was the Damn album. Okay, that one was just like, it was highly anticipated after his first two. And on this album, again being the fourth, his duality is examined. It was bringing some of the rapper's best storytelling of all time. Damn was actually released 5 years ago, April 14, 2017. And by the end of the LP, you're kind of left with this staggering sense of there's no telling where his wicked side begins and then where his weak side begins. Okay, remember that, the wicked and the weak side.
And the weak.
Kendrick tells MTV, I think like a week after the album came out, fans realized you could play the album backward. It's told a story from beginning to the end. The initial vibe, listening from the top all the way to the bottom, is aggression and this attitude. You listen from the back end, and it's almost the duality and the contrast of the intricate Kendrick Lamar. Both of these pieces, the artist states, are who I am. And thank you to Leah DeGrazia. She actually is a contributor for Genius.com through Twitter, and that article actually came out yesterday on the anniversary of the actual release of Damn. So that's my little spiel on that, Queen. You tell us where we're going to go.
Well, we're going to start with some music, and we'll talk in between songs. But let's start with the song Blood. That's, yeah, that one, Blood.
All right. That's good.
Taking a walk the other day, and I seen a woman, a blind woman, pacing up and down the sidewalk. She seemed to be a bit frustrated, as if she had dropped something and having a hard time finding it. So after watching her struggle for a while, I decided to go over and lend a helping hand, you know. Hello, ma'am. Can I be of any assistance? Seems to me that you have lost something. I would like to help you find it. She replied, oh yes, you have lost something. You've lost your life.
Lamar stated his views on police brutality with that line in the song, quote, and we hate the popo, want to kill us in the street, faux show.
Ah, please. Ugh, I don't like it.
Hey, you know what, Cousin Marcy?
She said she don't like it.
Right, you know, that song, straight setup. That's what that song reminds me of. What about
right.
you?
That song was in my ear, maybe too close to my ear with my Beats by Dre. And when that gunshot went off, I was just like, oh, my goodness, where are we going? Where is he taking us? And, man, it was just something new, something different. But when he was, what he said, the words, I was taking a walk the other day, like that voice, like that ominous voice, it was like, you're going on an adventure. And like with his other albums, it was just like, again, where are you taking us this time? Yeah,
right.
Heavy.
Yeah, that track also contains an excerpt from Fox News, so that's pretty cool too. You know, Kendrick Lamar called when we had guests on and having conversation. I would sometimes ask the guests who do they think was a doper lyricist, Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, and they just couldn't sometimes pick one or the other. Some would say Kendrick,
right.
Some would say J. Cole, but both of them are dope lyricists. But Kendrick Lamar, for me, hands down, you know, not just because he's from Compton, he's just a dope lyricist, you know.
And he was needed at the time.
And didn't he come out and do it? I mean, when he came out, it was like, okay, he started winning all these Grammys. He won that Grammy Award for Best Rap Album and a MTV Video Music Awards for the best hip-hop, Humble. You know, there's so many others. Billboard Music Award for top Billboard 200 album and the rap album. So,
just epic.
Very. I mean, it's like, and then with, Mad City, which was his very first album, which put him on the map. That was so that one and Damn were two of my favorites, but that one put him on the map. I recall staying in Vegas at that time when that album came out, and I would be in my Lexus rolling. That was just coming out the speakers. I mean, rolling through the parking lot. My daughter would say, here come Mama. Mama come. We knew that was you. We would hear you all the way. You know, but yeah.
Right.
Mad City.
As it should be. You got to
Yes. You got to bang it. You got to have that right speakers in your vehicle. You just got to get every quality sound when you're blowing Kendrick. What's up next, Cousin Marcy?
Let's see. What do we have next? We did have Blood. Let's see what we got queued up. I know Mr. Gilu is ready, and shout out to our listeners again. Don't forget to call in if you do have a request or a comment while you're joining us on this fabulous Friday, Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. So, let's see. We got that rude awakening with that gunshot, so we could just keep it going. How about if I was somewhere and I heard that sound, I would definitely want to keep myself humble. So can we go to humble?
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lived it like I'm counting this. You say with my boo babe tastes like for the analyst, girl, I can buy a Westy world with my face stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down. Be humble, bitch, sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. Make a play, fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro and Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo socks. Ayy, this shit way too crazy, ayy. You do not amaze me, ayy. I blew cool from AC, ayy. Obama just paged me, ayy. I don't fabricate it, ayy. Most think y'all be faking, ayy. They modest about it, ayy. She elaborated, ayy. This that great poupon, that AV on that TED talk, ayy. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ayy. If I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol, ayy. I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Sit down.
He said he is so sick and tired of the Photoshop. We like our little filters now. We like our little filters. But another deep one. You know, he just took us there. What you think about that, Queen?
I feel that. You know, I felt every part of that. You know, just be humble or sit down. Shit. One or the other. Right. But stay humble. Yeah, stay humble. So is it true that Kendrick Lamar is doing the last album with Top Dawg Entertainment, the label he's been with since 2011? I think it's just him retiring from TDE, because he says, as I produce my final TDE album, I feel joy to have been a part of such a cultural imprint after 17 years, the struggles, the success, and most importantly, the brotherhood. And may the Most High continue to use Top Dawg as a vessel for candid creators. And he says, as I continue to pursue my life's calling. So I don't think he's leaving music. He's just probably changing. He's just not going to be with.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
he'll be okay.
With
TD will be okay. They got SZA and Afro and, you know, everybody. But he was the, you know, of course, and they got J-Rock. They'll be fine. Yeah, but everything changes. People move on.
They were good to him, and he was good to them.
Yeah.
You know, they found him and put him on the map. And with that, you know, being said, he's humbled as well, because he is a real humble, genuine, solid brother. You know, very solid. I was talking to my nephew Curtis earlier, because he knows J-Rock personally, and he told me if you would have told me you was going to be having that you was going to be doing it, I could have got at him and asked him to tune in, or, you know, at least give you guys a shout out or something. But you know, with him being behind the walls, there's only so much stretching he can do. Everything has to be done in advance.
There's always links after. So we can get it out to some listeners. If you're out there, you know, just go ahead and put the word out. The damn album by Kendrick Lamar. We're here with our fabulous producer, Mr. G. Lou, keeping
is right on those ones and twos. But, yeah, so after this, cousin, queen, let's see where we're going to take it to.
Before we go to our next selection, let me just announce this. On Saturday, which is tomorrow, Cynthia Nunn, SNN Angels, they're giving out free Easter baskets tomorrow. So head over to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California, to get your free Easter basket as well as free groceries. And we know that Sunday is Easter, and with the pandemic, a lot of families have fallen on hard times. So if there is anyone that knows of anyone that's in need of Easter baskets for the children or free groceries, please spread the word to head over to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California, to receive a blessing. So thank you for letting me interrupt you. So let's go with our next selection, which is DNA. What do you think about us showcasing Kendrick Lamar because he's from Compton as well.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing.
That's a good
thing. People don't
right
people
on.
Don't get that too often. No.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So how you doing, Eric?
I'm all right.
We're gonna and be
you?
All
thank
right.
you for joining us and listening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I'm listening. I'm tuning in. No, I'm
yeah,
just kicking back listening.
Me.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
just kicking back listening.
I appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you calling in.
Tell the people.
Oh, yeah.
Spread the word. Just stay on the line and keep vibing with us, E. I appreciate it. Truly, I do.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Same here. Thank you.
You too. You have a request? Well, you have anything you want to hear by Kendrick?
No, I ain't tripping. I'm just listening right now.
All right. Well, kick back and vibe with us then.
Yeah, I'm going to ride out with y'all.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate you.
All
take
right.
care.
Y'all welcome. All right.
Much
you
love.
Too.
Peace.
All right.
Well, Victor, thank you for the callers. So kind. And we definitely do appreciate it and all the listeners. That video for DNA, I don't know if you ever viewed it. It featured Don Cheadle, and it was groundbreaking, the whole concept. But it was a really good video. And also, did you hear the ad lib put in there? The person that was shouting, Divas from Gaza, you know who that was?
No, enlightenment.
Rick James. They saw a snippet from a live concert he did. Because I was like, one day, that sound real familiar, that voice hollering and screaming like that, yeah. But excellent production again. Some of the producer credits on this album include Mike Will Made It, James Blake, Terrace Martin for all the jazz fans out there, The Alchemist, and Ninth Wonder. So just another excellent example, like when people of different minds come together and they put together something just so epic. Oh, no, I was just going to say, for our callers that did call in, we have not forgot about your request. DJ Maniac, he did request ADHD, and we did have Queen Cousin Sophia. She did request All Right, so we haven't forgot, y'all. We are going to fit those in. Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, I was going to say, I was just reading that Kendrick, a quote from Toni, not a quote, but a statement from Toni Morrison. He said, Kendrick Lamar understands and employs blues, jazz and soul in his music, which makes it startling. His work is more than merely brilliant. It is magic. And LeBron James said, I love everything about his music. I can literally listen to his music and become a kid growing up while all the struggles in the inner city, but at the same time learn all the lessons it taught that we use as men today. If you listen to the last verse of Black Boy Fly on Good Kid, Mad City, I know exactly what he means because I was that kid. Wow. And then this is Kendrick Lamar himself. Yes, he said, the minute I heard good news, it just motivates me to do more. I don't want to get complacent. If you ask 7 out of 10 people, what would you do if you got the Pulitzer Prize, they'll say, I'll put my feet up, but that would make me feel I've reached my pinnacle at 30 years old, and that wouldn't make me feel good. Those are the words of Kendrick Lamar. How cool is that?
Wow. Yeah, and that may enlighten us a little bit to why he is departing, you know, from where he started from. Just like we were saying a minute ago, you know, everything changes and people move on. So, yeah, good words.
Yes, yes. And I also want to say this, that in 2019 is when I started listening to the G. Lou Show as a listener. I fell in love with the G. Lou Show when I started listening to them. And I was so into the show that I had put their phone number in my contacts. And it was the oldie show. So shout out to Baron Big Flossie. He was the one who told me about the show. So now being a co-host on the show, I'm humbled.
Wow.
And with that being said, I want to hear, because it's, I feel like this, I'm loyal to the G Lou show. So I want to hear loyalty.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Shout out to G Lou show.
Being part of that squad.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher. Girl, you look so good, it's to die for. Ooh, that pussy good, it's to die for.
It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. All we got is love.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Gun Fu Kenny Nim. My resume is real enough for two millennium. A better way to make a way, stop defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, living now. Sir, leaving now. On your pulse, I can see the end. Gas on a bitch like a premium. Hard ass on a bitch, all in the fast lane. Been a bad bitch, but before in the gas game, I'm a savage, tryna carrot. Got my name, run the Atlas, I'm a natural, I'm a rat.
I'm a savage, I'm a asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy out, shimmy out, shimmy out,
yeah.
You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside,
yeah.
You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost hope. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done see forever, all a real nigga won't.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is, all I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't start? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or you loyal to yourself in the pants? I said, tell me who you loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would smile for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is, all I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be.
Another day, baby. What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Fuck that. 8 doobies to the face. Fuck that. 12 bottles in the case, nigga. Fuck that. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga. Fuck that. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Man, I swear my nigga tried to knock that shit again. Pick him up, then I sit him in cold water. Then I order someone to bring him Vicodin. Hope they take the pain away from the feeling that he built today. You know when you're part of Section 8 and you feel like no one can relate. Cause you are
a loner, loner. Marijuana and office make you stronger, stronger. I'm in the house party, tripping up my generation, sipping cough syrup, blank as water. Never no pancakes in the kitchen, man. I wonder why life's caught up in the daily superstition that the world is about to end. Gives a fuck, we never do listen unless it comes with an 808. PlayStation and some drink, technology pump us up. Looking around and all I see is a big crowd that's product of me, and it probably relatives relevant for a rebel swing. Yep, her president is black, she black, purple label on her back. But that dab, this life blue, she take it straight to the head. Then she look at me, she got ADHD.
8 doobies to the face, fuck that. 12 bottles in the case, nigga, fuck that. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga, fuck that. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't gotta live it, give me some more credit. Don't gotta live it, give me some more credit. They always tell me ADHD, get it.
And then she started. Then she started feeling herself like no one else in this apartment. Beg your pardon, oh I rap, baby. How old are you? She say 22, I say 23. Okay, then we all crack, baby. Damn, why you say that? She said, where my drink at? I'ma tell you later, just tell your neighbors and the police relax. I stood up, shut the blind, close the screen, jump on trying. Made to the back where she resides. Then she's there between the lines. Yep, hope that I get close enough when the lights turn down. And the fact that she just might open up when a new foe starts to drown. Her body and I know the both of us really need them to move. Now, it's nothing we can do now. Somebody walk in with a pound. Oh, up that Bay Area Kush. She looked at me, then looked at it, then she grabbed it, then she said, get it understood. You know why we crack, baby? Because we born in the 80s, that ADHD crazy. 8 doobies to the face, fuck God. 12 bottles in the case, nigga, fuck God. 2 pills in the halfway, nigga, fuck God. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Like, whoa, whoa,
don't gotta live it, give me some more credit. Don't gotta live it, give me some more credit. They always tell me ADHD.
For the pay cut, Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to side my face. All day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you We've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
You want you a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a regal. Digging in my pocket, ain't a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I keep my head up high. I cross my heart and hold tonight. Love me is complicated. Too afraid of life changes. I'm alright in your favor. Dark nights and my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Wow. That's deep. Shout
out to our request. That was, of course, for DJ Maniac. Thank you again. And Queen Cousin Sophia with All Right. Ooh, Queen, some jammers right there.
Yes, and while we're talking about DJ Maniac, DJ Maniac, I'm going to make sure for Sunday I'm putting your song on the playlist, Footsteps in the Dark by the Isley Brothers. So we'll play that on Sunday for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. Let's shout out our sponsors again before we head on with the show. Tweed Cadillac, BTP Media, DD Harrison, One World Magazine, Snow Brown, Skip Skip Transports, and also G. Lou After Hours Show. So shout out to you all, the sponsors, for sponsoring the show, and also to our listeners, because without you all, the show wouldn't be going on. So thank you so very much.
Yep. Thank all of you all. Yes. I want to give a shout out to my little cousin birthday today. Happy birthday, Mark. If you're out there listening, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, cousin Mark.
Towards me. Thank you, cousin Jean. That's out here for Coachella. May that festival be prosperous and, you know, no, nothing bad happened. Just everybody be safe. We still got to be safe. Everybody trying to go back outside, but I did just want to send my thoughts to, you know, anybody out there still doing it, because I love a good concert. But yeah, everybody be safe. Yeah.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar also did Coachella at once as mm-hmm. well. You know, for those of you who didn't know, Kendrick Lamar started freestyling, rapping when he was 8 years old, freestyling around the age of eight. He mostly mm-hmm. rapped about drugs by the time he was 16 under the name K-Dot. So he, mm-hmm. most of his music is about his reality, which makes it more understanding. So with that being said, let's listen to his song called Love.
All righty.
Yeah, let's listen to Love. L-O-V-E. That's one of my favorites.
Down.
Yes.
Love and lust. Down. All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me.
Another world premiere.
So give me a run for my money. Spin bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
I'd rather you trust me than to keep it all 100. Don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something.
Hey. Hold up.
We gon' function. Hey, no assumption. Hey, feeling like Tyson with it. Look at how Tyson with it. Only for the night, I'm kidding. Only for life, yeah. Only for life, yeah. Only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean. I know what's coming over me. Backstroke over tea. I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in. All feeling go out, this feeling don't drought. This party won't end. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one else run me. Living lovely.
Your gum on the way, and mine away. I don't want pressure, you none. I want your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door, by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way, I'm on the way. I know connection is vague. Pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming. That had a tooth from your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy. Remember Gardena, I took the studio camera. I know Typo be mad at me. I had to do it. I want your body, your music. I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away, yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
I run for my money. There was nobody, no one that'll run me. So give me a run for my money. Spend 30, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
L-O-V-E. That good old L-O-V-E. That's a good one, Queen.
That's one of my favorites from the damn album. You know,
off that triple platinum.
He has many platinums. Yeah, off that triple platinum. You know, Kendrick Lamar, he stuttered as a kid, and he says he got over it by just not being in fear of constantly talking to people, describes himself as introverted rather than shy, and says, I like to be alone a lot. I need that. It's that duality. I can go in front of a crowd of 100,000 people and express myself, go back to being alone and collect my thoughts all over again. But, you know, that's not just a Gemini, because I'm that way as well. I consider myself to be very introverted, and I know that I can be very shy. I'm very quiet, you know. When I'm amongst a crowd, I'm very quiet, which that's just in my DNA. I listen. I listen with my eyes. Right. And I hear with my ears, if that makes sense. So. Yeah.
It does make sense. You're introverted, but you're bringing us the, you know, the fabulousness, and where people might think, oh, well, how could she be introverted or quiet?
Right.
You know, she sounds so good, but yeah, that's just, you know, one of those things. Your personality affects your work.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I am enjoying this. Shout out to the listeners again. That call-in number is 914-803-4001. And you're here with Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. We are featuring today the Damn album by Kendrick Lamar. Just going through it. But we do welcome any requests, any comments. Salute to our producer, Mr. G. Lou, and all the sponsors. I know it's almost time for announcements, Queen. I did have a request, too. Do I have to say my request, or do I call in? No, I don't call on the other phone.
you just let our amazing producer know what it is you want to hear, and he can get it queued up for you.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, if we can queue in. I just wanted to highlight this one as well. Oh, and when we had did, I did want to tell you this, too, Queen. When we did Loyalty, that collaboration, it spawned like a lot of different things. And I did want to salute Mr. Kendrick Lamar on even picking Rihanna to do that. But she wound up doing, you know, like the turkey giveaway concerts and things like that in the Nurse and Guardian. So I think she's done it twice already. She's done like free concerts for the entire community over there. So. I think it's, you know, good people kind of just like getting together. But my request, it has to do with another collaboration, and it's No More Parties in LA, if we could fit that in any time. It is featuring Kanye, but it is Kendrick. It's No More Parties in LA. But where are we going next for you, Queen?
Kendrick said that when he thought of the song Loyalty, Rihanna was the first and only person that came to his mind to collaborate with him, and he really gave her props, saying that she has a good vibe and good energy, which I kind of get that from Rihanna, too, just in interviews and seeing her, that she has great energy. You had the pleasure of meeting her, though, right?
Oh, I did. That day lives rent-free in my head. Yeah, she was awesome. You felt her life. And I'm sure it'll probably be like that for Kendrick Lamar fans, too. Like, when they get to meet and greet him, it your persona that you put off, and people are listening to you. And, of course, the music is just a vibration. It's an energy. So, you know, just to, you know, people say you could be touched. When you're that easy to be touched, and then you get to feel someone's energy or spirit. So, yeah, she had all of that. Very beautiful. So tall. I felt like a super midget that day. I was extra short.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it was a good time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. And you know, shout out to Rihanna with Mother to Be. I'm sure she's gonna. You know, I've seen where she say that she go to Target. She's not gonna do all that outlandish stuff for her baby. She's just gonna keep it all regular and shop at Target.
Mm-hmm.
And, she says she loves Oshkosh. So shout out to Rihanna for just being a genuine, genuine one. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and do a few announcements. It's not gonna be very many.
Okay.
Just a few, as I stated. Head out to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard for free Easter baskets and free groceries for Easter Sunday. But this is something that S&N Angels do every Saturday. The bonus tomorrow is you will be getting free Easter baskets. And trust and believe me, they won't be just little small Easter baskets. And if they're all small, they're going to be fully packed. So if you know of anyone in need of Easter baskets for their children and groceries, head on to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California. There go Compton doing it again. Also, let's shout out Normani Candles. Check them out on IG for your wax melts, room, and car fresheners, and candles as well. And also shout out to Sweets by Ken. She has banana pudding, chocolate covered strawberries. She is serving the San Bernardino area. So follow Sweets by Ken on IG. Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach, California at her Poison. And you can follow Mr. Poison on IG. That's MRPOZ as in zebra, ION, to make an appointment, to book in advance. Dial 323-639-9747. If you're in need of a car, try the Lot Auto Sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California, as well as for Ted at 562-591-5909. His hours are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m., Sundays by appointment only. Also, skip transport and lockouts from state to state and from driveway to driveway. You can dial 704-314-7869, and that's Dennis Brown at Skip Towing. Also, we have some events. Let's not forget about our 17th annual Taste of Soul is back Saturday, October the 15th this year, 2022, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. I believe that the April 15th concert with Maxwell, the night tour, I've seen that maybe it was canceled, so I'm not going to even announce that one. April, that has already passed. That would have been today.
Yeah,
April the 17th. Yeah, April the 17th, I guess you can probably still check and see if you can get tickets from 11 o'clock a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Disney on Ice presents Mickey and Friends at the Long Beach Convention Center, 300 East Ocean Boulevard, and that's also in Long Beach. You can check Ticketmaster and Game Time for tickets. April the 27th for the Reggae Lovers, 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. We have Skip Marley at the Roxy Theater at 9009 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. Tickets can be purchased through AXS.com tickets. Saturday, April the 23rd, 8 o'clock p.m., Old School Digital Underground at the Terrace Theater, 300 East Ocean Boulevard, suite number 300. Tickets can be purchased through TicketSmarter.com in the box office tickets. And let's not forget about our mothers for Mother's Day, May the 8th, 7 o'clock p.m., a Mother's Day evening of soul, Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Stephanie Mills, and Freddie Jackson. Tickets can be purchased through RachelSeats.com and InglewoodArena.com. Also, May the 29th, we have Erykah Badu and Ja Rule at In Market Arena at 620 Styles Avenue in Savannah, Georgia. Tickets through SongKick.com. If you have any announcements, birthday shout-outs, anniversaries, excuse me, even a request for songs, contact me, Jean V. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Queen Jean of the G-Lou Show on IG. Also, I want to just give out a few YouTube channels for anyone who want to check out some good content. Of course, we have our YouTube channel, The G-Lou Show, who has a new production on Mondays. It's called Let's Talk About It with Big D Keeping It Real. Check out the last three episodes. Very good content from those episodes. BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics in United Streets of America, Skip Townsend, Writer for Life Films, G-Connect, Kev Mack, Didi Harrison, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition, and for Didi Harrison, that's Didi Harrison 100 YouTube, Shetty Nash, Incredible Javier, and CC Reacts, and also let's follow our family, The Boss Queen, Kenya Ware Films on IG. Check out our website, theglewshow.com. You can purchase all unisex apparel, listen to previous Blog Talk radio shows, and also check out the catalog music of G-Lou, which includes the latest project, Soul of the Streets, produced by DJ Maniac. And those are my announcements for a fabulous Friday. Fabulous Friday.
Yeah. Fabulous Friday. So sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Frog in the throat. Yes, Queen. Fabulous announcements. Thank you for mentioning and keeping us in the loop. All those good businesses. Check out some of those businesses. Check it out. Check it out.
Yes, and most of all, for, you know, all of you who have your mothers, I wish I had my mom here with me. Take them to that amazing concert on May in May, you know, at the Forum. Take them there. That's going to be a dope concert. So if you can, treat your moms to that concert. So let's carry on. Kendrick Lamar. Music selections. What do we have going on next, Cousin Marcy? Is it Yaya?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
let's get it.
Damn. New Kung Fu Kenny. I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I check the signal that red. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. That's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm a Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all be cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zero to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing, yeah.
Sounding so good, so good. That was
yeah, we got to give a shout out to our producer as well, G Lou. You know, he's such an amazing man, producer king, genuine humble spirit, always willing to always willing to help anyone that he can help in any way that he can, but never get it twisted. He's a fire sign, so as I am too. So you know what I'm saying. We are humble individuals. Fire signs are humble individuals. But we want to shout you out, G Lou, for giving us for giving us this opportunity to have a show on Friday. You gave up your Flashback Fridays to give us Fabulous Fridays. So we are truly humble, and we thank you for that. So, yes,
definitely.
I'm
the dream team. You got the team now, but I'm thankful too because that's somebody that was just calling in, enjoying the content. Like you all draw people in, so you know I'm thankful. Grateful. We tried this before. So thank you, Mr. G Lou. We appreciate you.
Yes, 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 yes. So let's carry on with, I was just reading something that says, someone asked in a Rolling Stone interview, asked Kendrick, what makes you lose your temper? He said, people that are around me that are energy suckers or someone that is not driven the same way I'm driven can't have that around me. Life is too short. And I so feel that. All I can say to that is, show you right. I can dig it, you know,
right?
Like for real. Yeah, like truly.
Yeah.
Who wants energy suckers around them? Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Too sane. That's a good word. I never heard it put that way before. Energy suckers. Okay.
Yeah, like a vampire girl. Someone even asked him, do you ever feel like you should be having more fun? He says, everybody's fun is different. Mine is not drinking. I drink casually from time to time. I like to get people from my neighborhood, someone that's fresh out of prison for 5 years, and see their faces when they go to New York, when they get out of the country. Shit, that's fun for me. You see it through their eyes and you see them light up. How humble is that? You know what I'm saying? He gets somebody out of the neighborhood who just got out of prison, and he'd rather take them to another state, take them out of the country, something that they've never seen before. And for people who've never left their comfort zone, it is such an amazing feeling to go to another state and even experience another country. I've been blessed to do both, and I tell you, it's an amazing, humbling experience, and it will put a change in your mind. You know, so if you ever get the opportunity to do it, go for it. Because everywhere is different. Everywhere is different.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just for him to want to do that for someone straight out of prison from out the hood, that's a humbling experience. So yeah,
more of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely need more of that.
Mm-mm.
So let's carry on. What we got going on next, Cousin Marcy?
Carrying on to request, maybe. Because no more parties in LA queued up. Cousin Marcy? No? Okay. Well, then let's go with Duckworth. That's another one of mine, too. We got Duckworth.
Exactly.
Either one of those. Yeah. Awesome.
Until I found it's me, but me. Why?
Just remember, what happens on Earth stays on Earth. We're gonna put it in reverse.
Darling, I've told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again. Just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
Oh, Lamar. Hail Mary, your marijuana, times is hard. Pray with the hooligan, shadows all in the dark. Fellowship with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny motherfucker. A true comedian, you gotta love him. You gotta trust him. I might be bugging. Infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts. Children listening gets deep. See, once upon a time inside the niggas and garden projects. The object was the process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable. Gun violence, crack spot, federal policies. Brave builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven. Well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mama on crack. A 4-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and start slanking. 15, stepping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some hairs from a smoker last weekend. Dodge a policeman working for his dick on me. Small time hustler graduated, drew a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project houses. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters, caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they assuming, but witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at the chicken spot there was a light-skinned nigga that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth.
He worked the window, his name was Ducky. He came from the streets, the Robert Taylor home, Southside Project, Chirac, the Terror Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he'd see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around a weekend. Three-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony Plant the Robin. Stuck up the place before back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us. Crime, intelligence, felonous, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed the manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these niggas' good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. Two extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse and manifest the good karma and I'll tell you why. You take two strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Yeah, folks, give me your ideas now for that to work.
Now look at the rest of the guys.
So I was taking a walk the other day.
So that song right there, produced by Ninth Wonder, the wonderful Ninth Wonder, Hip Hop Heads. That song told a whole story. Rumor has it he was talking about his father and his then to become manager at TPE. Don't quote me. Yeah. Said his dad was, you know.
Oh, that's when that robber was going to take place.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Daddy was like, yeah, daddy wasn't no joke, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I
remember. Yeah, I remember reading about that as well.
So, I was telling you before we got into that banger, I'm enjoying this. I hope y'all enjoying it out there. This is on Fabulous Friday where we are highlighting the Damn album by Kendrick Lamar. Yes, it sounded so good.
Okay. You know, when Kendrick got to go to the White House and meet Obama, he said that was like a highlight of his life. But shoot, it probably was a highlight of Obama's life as
well.
Obama.
Right.
You know, to meet him.
Look,
so someone, right. They asked Kendrick, you rapped about teenage dreams of living life like rappers do, but your own life as a rapper has turned out to be pretty sedate. What are your vices at this point? My biggest vice is being addicted to the chase of what I'm doing. It turns into a vice when I shut off people that actually care for me because I'm so indulged spreading this word, being on that stage knowing that you're changing people's lives. That's a high. Sometimes when you're pressing so much to get something across to a stranger, you forget people that are close to you. That's a vice. See? That's what I'm saying. You know, Kendrick Lamar is just a different type of cat. You know what I'm saying? He's solid. The oldest of four children.
It's almost Prince-like, like to where you're so talented and you're so gifted, but you're just like, yeah, back up off me. Like, I'm not here for this or that, you know? He kind of reminds me of that. And his whole, you know, professional, his wonderful career, because, you look at most of these people on the TV and on the radio, they play back-to-back, even though he did the ultimate radio play. But they make you think, oh, I gotta have 15 cars in the garage, and I gotta do this, and you know, it's not that old crap. it just doesn't, it doesn't correlate, like they say. You don't have to be that way. That's why he's so probably relatable, you know. I'm sure he has 75 and 80-year-old men down to 5 years old, like, just wow.
Yeah, he said that his parents called him an old man, said that he acted, you know, as a, like he was an older, always acted older than his age. And you can see that in him. You know, you could definitely see that in him.
No more parties in L.A. Here we go. No more parties in L.A. All right.
No one seems to be too far. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body. Shake that body, party that body.
Hey baby, you forget your Ray-Bans, and my sheets still orange from your spray tan.
It was more than softball for the gay man. She remember my friend that said I was in the grave, fan. I'm well, cutie, I like your bougie booty. Come here, come do me. Well, it's like a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. The utero, connect the dots. A country girl in the Bollywood. Mama used to cook red beans and rice. Now with Denny's form in the morning, spoil your appetite. Liquor pouring and niggas warming your section with erection. Smoking every direction. Middle finger pedestrians, R&B singers, lesbians, rappers and managers, music and not full cameras. The shit unanimous for you, it's amateur for you, I think. That pussy should only be holding this loose and rights to me. I mean, he flew you in this motherfucker on first class. Even when I just so you can check in the extra bag. Now you wanna divide the game like you'd equate the math. That shit don't add up, you're making them mad as fuck. She say she came out here to find an A-list rapper. I said, baby, spin around and say the alphabet backwards. You're dealing with malpractice. Don't kill a good nigga's confidence just cause he a nerd and you don't know what a condom is. The head's still good though. The hair's still good, dog. Baby, sing Lime, yo. They ain't get yo. Make a nigga say big words and act lyrical. Make me get spiritual. Make me believe in miracles. Buddha's munch and Captain Crunch cereal. Lord have mercy. Down, I hurt me. Five buddies all hurdled up on a Thursday. Bottle service, head service. I came in first place. The opportunity, the proper top of breath and booty cheek. The pop community. I mean, these bitches come with union feet. And I won't do with these. Moving units through consumer streets. Then my shoe release. She was kicking in gratuities. And yeah, she I was all for it. She said, hey, Lamar, you kinda dumb to be a boy. I'ma put you on game for the names that don't know they're rookie. Instagram is the best way to promote some pussy.
Scary. Scary. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. Friday night trying to make it into the city. Breakneck speeds, patches to see something pretty. Take it back to how I got here in the first place. Second class bitches wouldn't let me on first base. A backpack nigga with luxury taste buds. And the Louis Vuitton still got all of my pay stubs. Got pussy from beats I did for niggas more famous. When did I become A-list? I wasn't even on A-list. Strippers get invited to where they only got hired. When I get on my C-job, somebody gon' get fired. I was uninspired since Lauren Hill retired. And three stacks, man, you preaching to the choir. Any room in your ever heard of Belly was true and legendary. I done got Lewinsky and paid secretaries for all my niggas with babies by bitches that use they kids as meal tickets. Not knowing that disconnect from the father, the next generation will be the real victim. I can't fault them really. I remember Amber told my boy no matter what happens she ain't going back to Philly. Back to our regularly scheduled programming of weak content and slow jamming. But don't worry, this one's so jamming. You know it, LA is so jamming. I be thinking every day, my holiday, I need to put up some goddamn barricades. I be paranoid every time. The pressure, the problem ain't I be driving, the problem is I be texting. My psychiatrist got kids that I inspire. First song they played for me was about their friend that just died. Texting and driving down my Holland Drive. That's why I rather take the 405. I be worried about my daughter, I be worried about Kim. But Saint is baby yay, I ain't worried about him. Had my life threatened by best friends with selfish intents. What I'm supposed to do, ride around with a bulletproof car and some tents. Every agent I know, I hate agents. I'm too black, I'm too vocal, I'm too flagrant. Something smelling like shit, that's the new brand.
fragrant. It just mean I do it my way. But some days I'm in my Yeezy, some days I'm in my Vans. If I knew y'all made plans, I wouldn't have popped the Zans. I know some fans thought I wouldn't rap like this again. But the writer's block is over, MCs casting your plans. A 38-year-old, 8-year-old, a rich nigga problems. Tell my wife that I hate the road, so I don't ever drive it. It took 6 months to get the Maybach, I'm at it out. And my assistant crashed as soon as they backed it out. Goddamn, got a ball fade, I might slam. Pink fur, Gat Nori dressing like Cam. Thank God for me. Whole family getting money, thank God for E. I love rocking jewelry, a whole neck full. Bitches say he funny and disrespectful. I feel like Pablo when I'm working on my shoes. I feel like Pablo when I see me on the news. I feel like Pablo when I'm working on my house. Tell them parties in here, we don't need to go out. We need the turbo dots, high speed turbo dots. Drop it like Robocop. She braced herself and hold my stomach. Good dick could do that. She keep pushing me back. Good dick could do that. She push me back when the dick go too deep. This good dick could put your ass too free. Get money. Big money. And as far as real friends, tell all my cousins I love them. Even the one that stole the laptop, you dirty motherfucker.
I just keep on loving you, baby. And there's no one else I know can take your place.
Please, no more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA.
Let me tell you, I'm out here from a very far away place.
A chance to be a star. Nowhere seems to be too far.
Wow. Fridays here with Queen Jean and Cousin Mercy. Woo! That one kind of... I just like that one because Kendrick kind of ripped Kanye on his own song, but
yeah. Right?
Her little hey, secrets in there, okay?
Right, I ain't saying she a gold digger. here's let's give out some of his music collaborations, the top 10 yes. ones, which are Kendrick Lamar and Dido, Let's Move On It. Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. Kendrick Lamar and Robin Thicke, Give It To You. Of course, Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna, Loyalty. Kendrick Lamar and The Greatest. Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott, Goosebumps. Kendrick Lamar and 2 Chainz, Mama, I Hit a Lick. Kendrick Lamar and Maroon 5, Don't Wanna Know. Kendrick Lamar and Sir, Hair Down. Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, Collard Greens. So this is what makes Kendrick Lamar so amazing, these collaborations. Yeah. He can sing and do it with anyone who wants to do it with him. Just an amazing artist. 13
do a part
Grammys.
Two with just those collabs.
Yeah, you know, he has got 13 Grammys, and his results have just been fascinating, you know. He deserves everything that he has received on his journey. You know,
He's definitely put his flowers on him.
Yeah, you know, when he came out, he was racking up those Grammys, though. He definitely was racking them up. Every time you looked up Kendrick Lamar, and the Grammy goes to Kendrick Lamar. You know, he did some guest verses with AB Soul. Yeah, Baby Soul, Turn Me Up, Nitty Scott, Flower Child, YG, Really Be Smoking and Drinking. Isaiah Rashad, What's Wrong, Busta Rhymes, Look Over Your Shoulders. Meek Mill, A1 Everything, and Smoke DZA, How Far We Go. These are just guest verses that he did. So, yeah, his voice. Absolutely, his voice.
And he hasn't been quiet since then. He's been doing what you just brought up, those collaborations. He just won a Grammy last week with his last collaborated
artist. Yeah, said that he won the NAACP Award, Damn, for Outstanding Album. Anything with the NAACP is pretty dope. Something to see the Juno Award for International Album of the Year, Damn, And as we mentioned, BET Hip Hop Award Best Album of the Year, Damn. So Damn just had a whole lot of awards. Four studio albums, one one soundtrack, five mixtapes. So did he have 10 albums altogether?
Yes, it's like, okay, yeah, that's kind of adding up some more when you think about it. Yep, because when they put those albums back out again, they put it in reverse. Wow. And that Pulitzer, he won a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, the Pulitzer.
You're up there with Martin Luther King Jr. All the other winners of that prestigious award. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say that, to
that
receive
is,
that.
Really amazing.
Yes, a Pulitzer Award. Yes, so with that being said, I don't think we heard God. Let's hear God.
Definitely.
Yeah, that song right there.
The Almighty.
This what God feel like. Yeah. Laughing to the bank like, ah ha. Yeah. Flex on swole like, ah ha. Yeah. You feel some type of waving, ah ha. Yeah. Ever since a young man, all I wanna be was a gunman. Shooting up the charge, better run, man. Y'all gotta see that I won, man. Niggas out of bars with the finger waves, work a JG. Handle bars like a fade, watch me work a JG. I'm at large, running plays like a circuit JG. I'm selling versus JG, watch me work a JG.
La la. Hold up.
Don't judge me, my mama caught me with a strap. Don't judge me, I was young, fucking other rat. Don't judge me, aim it at your head for that. Don't judge me. Don't judge me, now my home got a valley key. Don't judge me, if I press your line, you're free. Don't judge me, won't you tell a friend, devil see. This what God feel like. Yeah. Laughing to the bank like, ah ha. Yeah. Flex on swole like, ah ha. Yeah. You feel some type of waiting, ah ha. Yeah.
Fuck is you talking to? Hey, do you know who you talking to? Slide on you like falling drapes. God touch full of carnivores. I kill him with kindness, or I kill him with diamonds, or I put up like 50-100. Get your ass killed by the finest. Everything life is a gamble. Nothing in life I can't handle. Seen it all, done it all, felt pain more. For the cause, I done put blood on sword. Everything I do is to embrace y'all. Everything I write is a damn eight ball. Everything I touch is a damn gold mine. Everything I say is from an angel.
I know blood shit, fuck shit, always your shit, my shit. Getting boss to ignite shit. Morning to the night shit, come on.
I ain't sorry for it. Ask for peace of mind, you charge me for it. I wanna see sometimes if you ignore it. I'm in the street sometimes and can't afford it.
I got a bad habit. Levitating, ducking haters. Oh my heart is rich, my heart is famous.
Like, ah,
got you like, flex on swole like, ah,
got you like.
have to understand this, man, that we are a cursed people. Deuteronomy 28 and 28 says, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. See, family, that's why you feel like you got a chip on your shoulder.
Why God do I gotta suffer? Pain in my heart, carry burdens full of struggle. Why God do I gotta bleed? Every stone thrown at you, resting at my feet. Why God do I gotta suffer? Earth is no more, won't you burn this motherfucker?
From poo-poo and penis. Go back outside, I beat your ass, little nigga. That homework better be finished. I beat your ass, your teachers better not be bitching about you in class. That piece of bed not be wasted, you eat it all. That TV better not be loud if you got it on. Them Jordans better not get dirty when I just bought them. Better not hear about you humping on Keisha's daughter. Better not hear you got caught up. I beat your ass, you better not run to your father. I beat your ass, you know my patience running thin. I got boo-boo payments to make. County buildings on my ass, trying to take my food stamps away. I beat your ass if you tell them social workers he live here. I beat your ass if I beat your ass twice and you still here. 7 years old, think you run this house by yourself? Nigga, you gon' fear me if you don't fear no one else.
If I can smoke fear away, I roll that motherfucker up.
Then I take
the
fear away, roll that motherfucker
up. I'm high now.
Bitch, pull them panties to the
side now.
I probably die anonymous, I probably die with promises. I probably die walking back home from the candy house. I probably die because these colors are standing out. I probably die because I ain't know the markets for snitching. I probably die at these house parties fucking with bitches. I probably die from witnesses leaving me false accused. I probably die from thinking that me and your hood was cool. Or maybe die from pressing the line, acting too extra. Or maybe die because these smokers are more than desperate. Probably die from one of these bats and blue badges. Body slammed in black and white paint, my bones snapping. Or maybe die from panic or die from being too lax. Or die for waiting on it, die cause I'm moving too fast. I probably die trying to buy weed at the apartments. I probably die trying to defuse two homies arguing. I probably die cause that's what you do when you're 17. My worries in a hurry, I wish I controlled things.
If I could smoke fear away, I roll that motherfucker up.
Times over throughout the years. My newfound life made all of me magnified. How many accolades do I need to block denial? The shock value of my success provokes in me. All this money is God playing a joke on me. Is it for the moment and will he see me as Job? Take it from me and leave me worse than I was before. At 27 my biggest fear was losing it all. Scared to spend money had me sleeping from hard to hard. Scared to go back to Section 8 with my mama stressing. 30 shows a month and I still won't buy me no Lexus. What is an advisor? Somebody that's holding my checks just to fuck me over and put my finances in debt. I read a case about Rihanna's accountant and wonder how did the bad girl feel when she looked at them numbers. That type of shit'll make me flip out and just kill some, drill some, get ill and feel wretched with a little some. My practice running from fear, guess I had some good luck. At 27 years old, my biggest fear was being judged. How they look at me, reflect on myself, my family, my city. What they say about me reveal if my reputation will miss me. What they see from me will trickle down generations in time. What they hear from me will make them highlight my simplest lines. I'm talking fear. Fear losing creativity
I'm talking fear. Fear of missing out on you and me, I'm talking fear. Fear losing loyalty for pride, cause my DNA won't let me involve in the light of God, I'm talking fear. Fear that my humbleness is gone, I'm talking fear. Fear that love ain't living here no more, I'm talking fear. Fear that it's wickedness or weakness, fear. Whatever it is, both is distinctive, fear. What happens on earth stays on earth, and I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, searching for resolutions until somebody get back. Fear, what happens on earth stays on earth, and I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, wondering if I'm living through fear or living through rap.
Damn.
God damn you, God damn me, God damn us, God damn we, God damn us all.
Verse 2 says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. So until we come back to these commandments, until you come back to these commandments, we're going to feel this way. We're going to be under this curse. Because he said he's going to punish us, the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native American Indians. Are the true children of Israel. We are the Israelites according to the Bible. The children of Israel is going to punish us for our iniquity, for our disobedience, because we chose to follow other gods. That as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. So just like you're chastening your own son, he's going to chasten you because he loved you. So that's why we get chastised. That's why we're in a position that we're in. Until we come back to these laws, statutes, and commandments and do what the Lord says, these curses is going to be upon us. We're going to be at a lower state in this life that we live here and today in the United States of America. I love you, Simon, and I pray for you. God bless you. Shalom.
Wow. Yes, that was pretty deep. Hey, just a reminder to everybody, check out the G-Lu After Hours tonight on the YouTube channel, the G-Lu Show, that will be streaming live. Check them out at 9:30 West Coast and 12:30 East Coast. So what's happening, Cousin Marcy? I'm really digging I've never really paid too much attention to fear, pretty deep.
That sounded like real deep. I mean, I say that again, another one of my favorites from the album, like I seem like I said that every song. But yeah, it is. Like, it takes you and you're in the mind of this kid, like walking down the street with all the, you feel it, you're internalizing it. It's real. Mm-hmm. He just painted that picture so vividly. Even the part where your parent is, you know, talking to you and she's like, I'll beat your ass. Like, oh.
Right?
Crazy.
Fear.
Fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Ended it with a prayer. You know,
yes.
And when up to 27 years old, like, I still have all of these fears, like, even more so. You don't lose that, I don't think. That's why I think it's a lot of stuff is being talked now about, like, childhood trauma. Yeah, it just goes with you. It don't go nowhere. Like, you just become an adult and, you know, you just remember your mom was like, I'll beat your ass, you do this, beat your ass. But a great song.
Yeah, well, some of that I'll beat your ass need to come back. Some of that fear needs to be back instilled, you know. Maybe we'll have some control, but, hey, it is what it is. Let's hear the song Pride. And then, Pride.
We'll
apart the human heart. You love them or dissect them. Happiness or flashiness, how do you serve the question? In a perfect world, I would be perfect world. I don't trust people enough beyond their surface world. I don't love people enough to put my faith in man. I put my faith in these lyrics, hoping I make a band. I understand I ain't perfect, I probably won't come around. This time I might put you down, last time I ain't give a fuck. I still feel the same now, my feelings might go numb. You're dealing with cold zone. I'm willing to give up a leg and arm to show empathy from. Baby parties and functions are you and yours. A perfect world, you probably live another 24. I can't fake humble just cause your ass is insecure. I can't fake humble just cause your ass is insecure.
Watch me fall. Watch me fall. Don't hurt
probably won't be insensitive. Cold as December, but never remember what winter did. I wouldn't blame you for mistakes I made or the bed I laid. Seems like I point the finger just to make a point nowadays. Miles and cold stairs, the temperature goes there. Indigenous disposition, feel like we belong here. I know the walls, they can listen, I wish they could talk back. The hurt becomes repetition, the love almost lost that. Sick venom and men and women overcome with pride. A perfect world is never perfect, only filled with lies. Promises are broken and more resentment come alive. Race barriers making inferior, you and I. See, in a perfect world, I choose faith over riches. I'll choose work over bitches. I'll make schools out of prison. I'll take all the religions and put them all in one service. Just to tell them we ain't shit, but he's been perfect world.
Featured.
I was just saying we was jamming to that. Ooh, that's Steve Lacy on that guitar.
Yeah, that those you can hear that instrument sounding real jazzy. So shout out to Fabulous Fridays. Great show. Thank you to all our listeners, supporters.
Thank you.
Lou. We're going to end our show with something that's not on the damn album, but it's from the first album, which went platinum as always, that went platinum as well, which is Don't Kill My Vibe. So peace and love to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out on Blog Talk Radio Show on Sunday, the OG Fabulous Lowrider OD show with me and my partners, the Dopest Squad, Big Hank and Big Flossie, and of course the amazing G Lou, who's our producer. So don't forget to check us out. We're going to be playing some oldies. It will be Easter Sunday, so I'm sure that we're on. So we'll talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. Ashe.
Peace and
love. Don't
kill
nobody. Don't kill nobody.
Don't kill nobody. Shout out with the glue.
Shout out to you. Thanks.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, I can burn a bridge. Even a small light, I can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling Trick don't kill my vibe. 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 I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. You ain't heard the codes right. It's been a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 53's in the air. I can see you are. Your feelings, hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
roll out. I got a pack of blacks and a beat CD. Get your freestyles ready.